A bid to strengthen healthcare delivery at the community level, 64 community health extension workers have graduated in Arua district after completing 6 months of training. The graduation ceremony today at the Ruba Primary School playground attracted community members, district leaders, Ministry of Health officials and development partners. The training was supported by the Government of Uganda, the Global Fund and partners including the AIDS Support Organization TASO, with the aim of improving access to quality health services at Paris level. During the ceremony, the graduates were equipped with bicycles, tablets, first aid kits and medical testing kits to support their work in the respective parishes. Our reporter Pio John Powell attended the event and has more in this report.
Government supported training program aimed at strengthening health care delivery at community level. Speaking at the event, the acting district health officer, Ayota Rupis Oliver, says the community health extension workers have already improved health services through prevention, early detection, and referrals.
In the community, from the time that you started working in August, there have been tremendous improvement in service delivery in all areas possible, particularly those where we needed the community to get to know that they need to come to us, where our indicators get to be improved. Antenatal services, delivery services at the facility, the numbers have greatly improved.
The lead trainer, Dr. Gift Asibo, says all the 64 trainees, most of them women, completed the training under full supervision of the district health team.
Before we dispersed the trainees to the communities, we had to invite the in charges of the health facilities, the health assistants from these health facilities, and even the district leaders to give them an orientation about our expectations while the trainees would be there in the health facilities and also in their parishes, and that was successful enough. We had 100% completion rate.
The chief administrative officer, Arua District Wamburu, Soita Emmanuel, commended TASO and government for empowering the community health extension workers, urging the graduates to be good communicators and to properly use government-issued equipment.
Take yourself important. Don't be taken up by the community. I'm already seeing government property behind me, and today you are going to receive transport in addition to tablets and others. These are government assets. Please take care of them and ensure they are used for the purpose for which they are given to you.
The Minister of Health Assistant Commissioner for Health Promotion, Dr. Chatre Ronald, called for stronger investment in disease prevention as Uganda targets eliminating some diseases by 2030.
As we work towards the year 2030, where we don't want to see new infections of HIV, where we want to get rid of TB and leprosy, where we want to get rid of malaria and many other conditions, we think the only magic bullet is the people who work in the community, and that is the community health extension workers together with the village health teams. And therefore, this momentous occasion is actually a step towards that direction, because we are only left with 5 years.
The district leaders welcome the program, citing improved outpatient attendance.
I want to appreciate the health-seeking behavior of a community, which has greatly improved because of your presence. People used to go for TBS, people used to go for witchcraft, people go for local herbs. Because of the presence of the tools, now OPD attendance has greatly improved in all our health centers.
The graduates were equipped with bicycles, first aid kits, protective gears, and testing kits for hypertension and other lifestyle disease. For Rural 1 FM News, Opio John Paul reporting.